Coming to you from the Sunshine State, this is Create Brand Envy, a podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs and business owners, discussing businesses, marketing, leadership, and best practices in this ever-changing business landscape. Every week, we'll introduce you to a different business leader that has taken their company to new heights, despite the odds. Learn, engage, and thrive. This is Create Brand Envy. And now your host, President and CEO of Brand Envy, Nicole Alisea.
What are you worth? Do you know your worth? And I'm not talking about how you feel inside. I'm not a therapist. I hope that everybody understands it and knows that they are worthy and that they are good enough. That's not the topic here. I'm talking about from a business perspective, your company, yourself as a person in terms of your career, what are you worth? As a self-employed entrepreneur and business owner, I have spent a lot of time thinking about pricing, value, and worth. And when it comes to determining what you're worth or how much you can command in the market for a salary, for selling products and services, for selling your delicious food at your restaurant, for performing all kinds of professional services, for charging for a movie ticket, all of these different ways in which price and worth and value is assigned, how do you determine the worth or the value of something? And the key theme that you're going to hear throughout this is it depends. Our worth depends on a ton of things. For example, if you were to ask me to help you engineer a robot, I'm completely worthless. I am worth $0. I am of no use because I literally cannot add any kind of value to your project. But if you ask me to analyze your business and create a marketing plan to help you meet your business objectives, I believe that I am worth my weight in gold. I have value to add. I have insights to add. I have experience. I have education. I have multiple case studies in my head. And so my value there is of significance. I have other talents too, as I'm sure you do as well, that have worth in varying degrees. I think we all know this. We all have different talents and learned skills. This is why education increases your worth in theory. I come from an immigrant Cuban family. My grandmother, China, and my grandfather, the late Dr. Nis Juarez, fled Cuba the moment Fidel Castro took over. They left everything behind to start a new life. Back home, friends and family were being placed in prison for speaking up against Fidel. In Cuba, you have zero freedom of speech. That's an American right that we are very lucky to have. And all of people's belongings were stripped away, but knowledge and education, what's inside your mind, that can never be taken away from you. And that was something that I learned growing up listening to my relatives. And so education in my family was always highly regarded and valued because that was the one thing that you could invest in that nobody, no matter what, in any scenario could ever take what's inside your mind away from you. And you can use that knowledge in so many ways. And so your knowledge is a huge factor that increases your worth. And that also, of course, depends on the subject you have great knowledge in. I know a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge about pretty useless things. And of course, that doesn't add any value to anybody. So in most cases, it's not really worth much unless there was a demand for something that required that useless knowledge, right? Like, oh, I'm going to go on a trivia show and all that worthless knowledge is actually going to make me a freak because I know all that crazy information. But let's look at an oral surgeon who charges a significant amount of money to pull a tooth in less than 15 minutes, right? If all goes well, they're not actually charging you for their time. They're charging you to remove your tooth in a sanitary facility with proper support staff, with medications available, prepared if complications arise, to quickly resolve the situation. They go through intensive education to know how to do this correctly, And the value that the oral surgeon brings to the table is huge when you need a tooth pulled. Because aside from competing with other oral surgeons, you don't really have that many other options to resolve your problem. So there's a lot of factors involved in increasing the value of the tooth removal procedure, and that's why it's so darn expensive. So case in point, education increases your value, but so does the industry that you choose. So let's look at teachers. They get paid so little because education is severely underfunded in the United States. You know, I don't know a single teacher that went into it because they wanted to become wealthy. They do it because of the passion, and that's a career choice they've made, and we have a lot of respect for that, for them for that. So I've talked a lot about education and how education increases your worth and your value, but I haven't really touched on experience yet. And depending on your industry, because all industries are very different, in some industries, at some point, your experience trumps, the value of your experience trumps the value of your education in terms of how much you can demand as far as salary or charge a client directly. Your past performance takes precedent over your education. Knowing your financial worth is about knowing what positive change you are capable of delivering to others through your talents, skills, and knowledge applied to an industry or endeavor that is presumably highly profitable. Then there's supply and demand. How replaceable are you? How many other people out there in the world with similar talents and skills are available? What are your soft skills like? How badly do you need or want the job or opportunity where said money is being exchanged for the value you bring to the table? Not everything is about money. Sometimes we do things just because we like it, or we like the other person, or we like being surrounded by whatever it is that you're doing. And how do you know if you're overvaluing or undervaluing yourself? How do you figure out what your time is worth? Should you even be charging for your time? Again, it depends. But the real question here is, what about the value that other people assign to me? So when people say, you're too expensive, or that's too expensive, that always hurts your feelings. It's definitely rejection. But they're kind of missing out on finishing that sentence and saying, you're too expensive for me. That's too expensive for me. Everything that comes out of other people's mouths is their opinion. And if we're not careful, we end up devaluing ourselves and allowing other people to tell us what we're worth to them. And the problem is that not everyone is capable of accurate valuations. And that's where you need to know your worth. That person telling you you're too expensive is saying, I don't see the value in what you're providing in exchange for that product or service to me. They think it's expensive because they don't see the value. And that's where branding, both personal and corporate, come into play. It's part of your job when adding value to add the value to the other person of helping them recognize how valuable you are or will be to them and how their investment in you will more than pay for itself in return on investment because you are capable of adding so much value. Remember, expensive only means I do not see the value. I do not appreciate this. I do not value it. It also has to do with their own money. It's like, I can't afford this. I don't have the money for this. It means I don't believe I will get what I want out of this relative to my financial capabilities. That's why you see some people driving high-end luxury vehicles on the road and other people driving affordable vehicles. These are choices people are making based on, well, that's a really complicated subject. Not everybody driving a high-end luxury vehicle can afford it. So I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. I'm going to come and stay on track. But in general, going back on track, the other person either can't afford it because you're just talking to the wrong person. They're just broke, right? So relative to the amount of money that they have at their disposal, whatever it is that you're asking them for, it's just way out of balance with their own revenue. Or they have the money, but they don't see your value because you haven't demonstrated it to them yet, either by not educating them on your worth or because you don't bring value. I've met plenty of people that, in my opinion, have overvalued themselves, and I've met others that have undervalued themselves. But that's just my opinion, because maybe they didn't fully explain to me all the value that they can bring to me, or maybe I thought higher of them than they deserved. I'll tell you a funny story. It's a little embarrassing, but I love stories. I asked a friend of mine, oh, who cuts your hair? And I always liked her hair. It was always very beautiful. So she refers me to this hairdresser, and I go and I get the haircut. And when we're done with the haircut, I decided to leave it curly. My hair, sometimes I'll leave it curly, sometimes I'll straighten it. So I decided to leave it curly that day. And when I went to go pay, she said that'll be $35. And I was like, what? And I said, that's it? And she goes, yeah. All I did was cut your hair. I didn't even blow dry it or wash it, because I don't like getting my hair washed at the hair salon. I don't like leaning back in that chair. Like, I can explain to you why, but I would much rather wash my hair properly at home. And so anyways, I went ahead and I was like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. And I'm going to give you $50. And then I'm laughing, because then when I got home and, I washed my hair later or the next day or whatever, and I decided to, when I came home, the next day we went to like the Straws to watch Blippi or something like that. And I kind of caught my reflection in the mirror leaving the bathroom, and I noticed my hair looked a little lopsided. Long story short, it's very uneven, like extremely uneven. And then the shortest layer is pretty short. So I'm going to have to let it grow out before I can go to somebody else and have it cut professionally. But like, a hairdresser is a great example. You would find a huge range. And I'm giving you the story of like how I paid $35 and it got botched. But you know what? This is not my first time getting my hair cut with her. I had it cut several months ago. She also charged me $35, and she did a really good job. So it's like one of those, I guess, hit or miss or whatever. But in a way, people always assume that if you're paying more money, that you're going to get better quality. And that's actually not true. And we've had many instances at the agency with some people that we've worked with, some partner vendors. And we thought, oh yeah, we're just going to go with this person they're charging this much, but look at their credentials and look at what they've done in the past. And we're going to get really great work out of them. And then for whatever reason, we used them for a while. And then we ended up replacing them with somebody else, because they moved on to a different opportunity. And we've had the same or arguably higher quality of work output for about a third of the price that the other person was charging. And so it's a very interesting topic to think about valuation and worth. And I guess what I'm trying to say in terms of you and how it applies to your life is you do need to know your worth. And then not only do you need to communicate the value that you are, that you know that you can bring, but then you have to follow through and actually deliver that value and do a really good job. And I think that's how you build momentum and you gain consistency. If you can't perform consistently, that devalues you. Going back to, because I have this script that I'm kind of reading off of, if you didn't realize, and then I went off on a little tangent there. If you're bringing me great value and I can afford it relative to my own revenue coming in, 100% the deal is going through. But how do you value yourself as a person, as a company? All right, so I'm breaking it down. Number one, you have to look at the data of the going rate. So If you're applying for a job, what's the going rate of that job? If you're looking to perform a professional service for somebody or sell a product, what are the going rates for that? So that's a little bit too of a competitive report. You know, what are others selling the same product or service for? And how do you stack up against them in terms of your own talent and experience and capabilities? Step two, you have to consider your costs. And that goes in every direction possible. You have to, you know, keep those costs down and make sure that it's in line with the going rate. If you can figure out a competitive advantage that helps you keep those costs as low as possible without sacrificing quality, then that's a competitive advantage that you have. But you need to consider your costs. You need to look at the going rate. You need to consider supply. This is step three. You need to consider supply and demand in the market for your skill or product. This is economics 101. When the demand is high and the supply is low, prices go up and vice versa. Okay. So the skill or the knowledge that you have that you're bringing to the table, are there a ton of people out there that have the same skill and knowledge? Are you easily replaceable? Or do you have specialized knowledge that is actually very difficult to find in somebody else? That increases your value, and you need to understand where you stand when you're going to talk about price or negotiate what it is that your products or services are going to cost. And then step four, consider your ability to scale. There's two types of businesses in the world, and now I'm just talking on the business side. Are you low volume, high cost, or are you low cost, high volume? There's this great triangle that I remember seeing back in my corporate work days. If you can imagine a triangle, and at each of the corners, there's price, speed, and quality. You can only pick two at a time. The other one's going to have to be sacrificed. So if you want it fast and high quality, it's going to cost you. Want it cheap and fast? Your quality is going to suffer. If you want high quality at a good price, it won't be fast. You're going to have to wait. As you can see, your worth and your value in the marketplace can be a complex subject matter. You and only you are responsible and in control of what you're worth. Whether it be for a job, selling your professional services as a 1099, or creating a home craft like baking cupcakes or making bars of soap, how you price yourself and how others value you depend on a variety of factors. And that's just part of the fun. Whether you're a business or an individual, what I do know you can control is the story that you tell about your value proposition. We don't cater to individuals. Here at the agency, we work with businesses. But if you are part of a business that's having difficulty with sales, your company could have a brand story problem. You might not be effectively conveying the value you bring to your target audience. And that's something we do specialize in. If we can help, please reach out on our website at createbrandenvy.com or give me a call at 813-355-0036, extension 1. Make sure that you are conveying your value by means of your education, experience, past accomplishments, and the whole story of the ethos that makes up you or the value of your business's products or services. That's how you persuade someone to give you money in exchange for your products and services. And then, of course, you need to deliver on everything you've promised and more. This is Nicole Alessia, President and CEO of Brand Envy, stepping up to the mic. If you have any questions or if you want to shoot me some ideas of things to talk about, please do so. You can visit our website at www.createbrandenvy.com. That's C-R-E-A-T-E, brand, B-R-A-N-D, the letter N as in Nancy, the letter V as in Victor.com. And you can submit a comment via the contact form, or you can follow us and send us a message on social media. Our handle is at Create Brand Envy. Again, that's Create, C-R-E-A-T-E, Brand, B-R-A-N-D. And then the letter N as in Nancy, the letter V as in Victor. So Create Brand Envy is our handle on social media. And you can just reach out to me and leave me a message and let me know what you want me to cover next. If not, I'll come back to the table with stories from my real world experiences and interactions. I hope you have a wonderful day. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to Create Brand Envy. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Brand Envy is an integrated marketing and advertising agency that helps brands innovate while maintaining their focus and identity. To learn more or to get in touch with Nicole, visit createbrandnv.com. That's create brand and the letters nv.com. We'll see you next time.